संप्रदाय कर्तृभ्य जीभ्यो नमो महभ्यो नमो गुरुभ्यो नमः
स्पृश धातु स्पृश धातु अंद टू दट धातु फॉलोइंग दट धातु क्विन प्रत्यय इज विहित इज मैंडेटेड नाउ ओनली थिंग इज अनुदके ही सेज सप्तमी विभक्ति సత్రోపపదం సప్తమీ స్థం వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ సూత్ర ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ దట్ సెక్షన్ వేర్ ఎవర్ యూ సీ సప్తమే విభక్తి యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఇట్ గెయిన్స్ ది ఉపపద సంజ్ఞ అండ్ వన్స్ ఇట్ గెయిన్స్ ది ఉపపద సంజ్ఞ ఇట్ ఇట్ బికమ్ ఇట్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ ది ఫస్ట్ ఇన్ ది సమాస ఇట్ ఆక్యుపైస్ ది ఫస్ట్ ప్లేస్ పూర్వస్థానం అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ అనుదకే అనుద ఇట్ ఈస్ పర్యుదాస సో సంథింగ్ అదర్ దాన్ ఉదక హియర్ ఉదక మీన్స్ వాట్ వాటర్ నో దేర్ ఈజ్ ఎ సూత్రం విచ్ యూ డిడ్ నాట్ సీ ఇన్ లఘు సిద్ధాంత కౌముదీ ఇట్ ఇస్ సంజ్ఞా ప్రకటన స్వం రూపం శబ్దశబ్ద సంజ్ఞి శబ్దస్య స్వం రూపం శబ్దశాస్త్ర విహిత సంజ్ఞాం వినా అది అగైన్ పర్యుదాస అశబ్ద సంజ్ఞి సపోజ్ ఇన్ శబ్దశాస్త్ర యూ హ్యావ్ శబ్ద కాల్డ్ నదీ దేర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ స్వం రూపం నకారాకార దకార ఈకార నో నదీ మీన్స్ యూ స్త్రీయాఖ్యౌ నదీ అదర్ దాన్ దోస్ సంజ్ఞాస్ లైక్ నదీ ఎక్సెట్ర నదీ భా అండ్ ఆల్ దోస్ సంజ్ఞాస్ ఎల్స్ వేర్ శబ్ద స్వం రూపం శబ్దస్య శబ్దస్య అర్థ స్వం రూపమేవ లైక్ అగ్నేర్ ఠక్ సూత్ర ఇస్తే అకార గకార నకార ఇకార దట్ ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ అగ్ని దే నాట్ ఫైర్ యూ కెనాట్ డూ ఢక్ ప్రత్యయ టు ఫైర్ యూ కెన్ ఓన్లీ డూ ఢక్ ప్రత్యయ టు అగ్ని అకార గకార సో అగ్ని ప్లస్ ఢక్ అగ్ని సంబంధి ఇచ్చేస్మిన్నస్థే అగ్ని ప్లస్ ఢక్ సో ఆయనేయి నీయ ఫటక చఘాం ప్రత్యయాదీనాం then agneya it will come what is the word therefore the word swam shabdasya swam roopam saujnya that is the root therefore udaka doesn't mean water udaka means ukara that only use therefore other than udaka if you have jala the paryudasa doesn't apply okay that is the rule So now you may say, Anudake Supi,
Anudake Supi,
Upapade,
Upapade,
Prushe, Kvin,
Prushe, Kvin.
Supi meaning Subante Chakha. So Anudake Supi. You say that, Anudake Supi.
Anudake Supi.
A Subanta,
a Subanta,
other than Udaka,
other than Udaka,
Upapade,
Upapade,
is the Upapada.
Is the Upapada.
When that happens, Sprushehe Kvin.
Sprushehe Kvin.
So the Kvin Pratyaya comes following Sprush.
Kvin Pratyaya comes following Sprush.
Yeah. Let us take this example. Ghratam Sprushati. That is the Vigraha Vakya. So Samasa will happen. Between Ghrata, Subhanta and the Sprush, the Dhatu. Between the two, Samasa will happen. There is a sutra which I don't remember. So, Tadhita, and there is a sutra, how samasa comes. Like that, there is a sutra. Tadhita, Kala, something like that. Okay, so from based on that sutra, samasa will happen. Ghratam spruśyati. Iti, that is the vigraha vakya. Then, that is the, what is called laukika vigraha vakya. Then అలౌకిక విగ్రహ వాక్యా విల్ బి ఘృత అం స్పృష్ టిప్ నౌ ఆల్ ది ప్రచయాస్ విల్ డిసపియర్ ఘృత స్పృష్ దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ యు హ్యావ్ నౌ క్విన్ ప్రచయ విల్ కమ్ ఘృత స్పృష్ క్విన్ అండ్ స్పృష్ ప్రచయ విల్ డిసపియర్ దెన్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ ప్రాతిపదిక దట్ ఈస్ ది మెథడ్ ఇట్ హ్యాపన్స్ క్విన్ ప్రత్యయ ఈ సర్వాపహార లోప కిత్ ఆల్సో therefore grota sprusha iti pratipadika. That is how you arrive at the pratipadika. Once you have the pratipadika grota sprusha, then you do s, grota sprusha s. Then halnyabhyo dirghat sutrasya praktam hal, so that sakara will disappear. Then vrashya bhrasya etc. shasham shaha iti sutrena. Shakarasya sthane shakaraha, so ghrota sprusha, then jalanji shonte, shakarasya datve, ghrota sprud, kvinpratyayasya kuhu, iti sutrena, dakarasya kutve, ghrota sprug, pavasane, iti sutrena, ghrota sprug, iti topamapi vikalpena bhavishyati. That is this key. Then, when it is ghrota sprusha, bhyam. So first you do shatvam, grata sprush, then datva, then kutva. So, kunprachesya kuhu, grata sprug dhyam you will get. And at the end, grata sprush su. First you do shatva, grata sprush, datva, grata sprud, kutva, grata sprug, then karicha, chatvam, grata sprug. Somewhere you can do adesha pratyayoh grata sprukshu you get. Okay? Now we are doing shakaranta shabdas. Shakaranta pumlingaha.
Shakaranta pumlingaha.
Grata sprush
shabdaha. Grata sprush
shabdaha. The one who touches ghee.
The one who touches ghee.
Grata spruk, grata sprug.
Grata sprusha, grata sprusha, grata sprusha, grata sprusha, grata sprusha, grata sprusha, grata sprusho, grata sprukshu, grata sprushi, grata sprusho, grata sprukshu, grata sprushi, grata sprusho, grata sprukshu, evam mantra sprushi, jala sprushi, varis sprushi, vadaya.
Suppose udaka is there. Udakam sprushati. Udaka sparishaha. Udaka sprush will come. Then samasanta pracheya will come. And guna will come. So you will get udaka sparishaha anudake panidasa. So that is the difference. Udaka sparishaha grata spruk grata spruk. So that finishes shakaranta shabda. Nashi is also there, and then grata sprush is also there. Now we come to shakaranta shabdas. So there is this sutra, ritvik dadhrik, etc. Krunchi yuju krunchancha. What about krunchi yujancha? It is sutrena. So we are getting a quin. Dadhrik is there. So there you get the quin pratyaya. Therefore, dadhrish is the shabda. Dhatu is dhrish dhatu. Dhrish. Labhyasta dhatu it is. So it becomes a dadhrish. And for the dadhrish, kin pratyaya will come. Based on ritvik, dadhrik, etc. So based on that shabda, that sutra. Therefore, dadhrish kin. And once a sarvapahara lopa happens, Dadrish is the pratipadika that remains. Now you do sup. So dadrish su halnyabhyaha iti lopaha dadrish. So again vrascha bhrascha chasham shaha iti, oh shaha is already there, you need not do it. So shaha is already there, therefore jalanjashonte iti dhatvam kvin pratyasya kuhu iti gatvam dadhrig, then vavasane dadhrig, okay, dadhrig, 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 then dadhrish bhyam dhatvam kvin pratyasya kuhu iti gatvam dadhrig bhyam, then dadhrig dadhrish su, sha becomes da and then it becomes da, then kharicha dadhrik su adesha pratyayo iti shatvam dadhrikshu. Alright, following the story is going on. I hope you are going along with it. So shakarantah pumlingaha dadhrish shabdaha nirakarinchu vadu, the one who negates.
Yeah.
So very interesting shabda dadhrik, dadhrig, dadhrushau dadhrushah,
dadhrushau dadhrushah,
he dadhrik, he dadhrig,
he dadhrik, he dadhrig,
he dadhrushau, he dadhrushah,
he dadhrushau, he dadhrushah,
dadhrusham dadhrushau dadhrushah,
dadhrusham dadhrushau dadhrushah,
dadhrusha dadhrugbhyam dadhrugbhih,
dadhrusha dadhrugbhyam dadhrugbhih,
dadhrushe dadhrugbhyam dadhrugbhyah,
dadhrushe dadhrugbhyam dadhrugbhyah,
dadhrushah dadhrugbhyam dadhrugbhyah,
dadhrushah dadhrugbhyam dadhrugbhyah,
dadhrushah dadhrushoh dadhrusham,
dadhrushah dadhrushoh dadhrusham,
dadhrushi dadhrushoh dadhrukshu,
dadhrushi dadhrushoh dadhrukshu.
Then ratna mush, ratnani mushnati ఇది రత్నముష్, ఇది రత్నముట్ ఇట్స్ బట్ దట్ ఈస్ ది విగ్రహవాక్య, లౌకిక విగ్రహవాక్య. రత్నాని ముష్ణాతి ఇది, సో ది వన్ హూ స్టీల్స్ వాల్యుబుల్ థింగ్స్, రత్నా ఈజ్ ఎ జమ్ స్టోన్ ఆర్ ఎ వాల్యుబుల్ థింగ్స్, వాల్యుబుల్ థింగ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో రత్న, దట్ ఇస్ మీ. దెన్ నవనీతముష్ ఇజ్ శ్రీకృష్ణ, లైక్ సంథింగ్ లైక్ నవనీతం ముష్ణాతి, నవనీత చోరా దేశే ఇన్ సాంగ్స్ నవనీత చోరా, ఇతను యాజ్ వెల్ సే నవనీత ముష్ ఆల్సో. సో రత్నముష్, రత్నాది ముష్ణాతి, దిస్ ముష స్థేయే, దట్ ఈస్ ది ధాతు, అండ్ ఓన్లీ ముష్ రిమైన్స్ ఫర్ ద ధాతు. క్విప్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ ది కర్తనార్థే క్విప్, సో ముష్ క్విప్ రత్న ముష్. సో రత్న విభవ ప్రత్యయ, ప్రత్యయ ఇస్ అ షస్, రత్న షస్ ముష్, దెన్ ఆల్ ప్రత్యయాస్ విల్ డిజపియర్. సో బేస్డ్ ఆన్ దట్ సమాస ప్రత్యయాస్ విల్ డిజపియర్. సో రత్న ముష్ క్విప్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు డూ ఇన్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ కర్త, వన్ హూ డస్ ద జాబ్. సో క్విప్ విల్ డిజపియర్ సర్వాపహార లోప. So Ratna Mush is the Pratipadika, and then you do soup etc. It follows the same story, nothing new. Only difference is now you cannot say Kvin Pratyayasya Kuhu, so that won't happen. So then what will happen? Ratna Mush, so Ratna Mush, so you do సకార లోప, దెన్ జష్వా విల్ గివ్ డకార రత్న ముడ్ స్. నౌ యూ డోంట్ గెట్ కుత్వం అట్ ఆల్, ఇట్ జస్ట్ రిమైన్స్ యాజ్ రత్న ముడ్, దెన్ వావసానే రత్న ముడ్, నో కుత్వం. దట్ ఈస్ ది ఇంపార్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ క్విన్ అండ్ క్విప్ డిస్టింక్షన్. ఇన్ ది కేస్ ఆఫ్ దధృష్ ఇట్ ఈస్ క్విన్, దేర్ ఫార్ the sutram is he has put dadhruk there to make it quin, and he did not put mush in that list. and therefore mush doesn't get quip, it gets quip. The difference is so much difference. It stops at the level of takara, doesn't ta and da, doesn't go to gakara. That much difference. Quin purchase kuhu doesn't apply. Therefore, ratnamud, that is prathama ekavachanam, ratnamud bhyam, that is the tritiya dvivachanam. Then when it comes to saptami bahuvachanam, ratnamud su, then we have dasidhutu, that prakriya is there, vikalpa. Therefore, ratnamud su, two forms will be there. That is the shabda. Okay.
So kvin and kvip are only appended to those shabdas that are specific, those forms that are specifically mentioned in the sutra. It's listed. All these take kvin, all these take kvip. Yeah.
Are the present kvin and kvip? Are the present? That may not be the end of the entire story. For the present, we are doing kvin and kvip. When kvin is there, that is the sutra, dadhruk. That sutra, rutvik, dasruk, that sutra, that is all kvin. And when a particular verb doesn't find the place in that is kvin. So for the present, that we'll see how it further develops. Because vyakaranam, it is bhasha is endless, you know. All kinds of pratyayas will be there. Even if you keep unadis away, there are so many pratyayas. If you bring unadis to it, it goes above our head. So for the present, Ratravushi is like that. Chele. Shakarantapunigaha.
Ratramush shabdaha.
The one who steals gemstones. Ratnamud. Ratnamushaha.
Ratnamushaha.
Hey Ratnamud.
Hey Ratnamushaha.
Ratnamusham ratnamushau ratnamushaha.
Ratnamushi ratnamushoho ratnamushaha ratnamushi ratnamushoho ratnamushaha ratnamutsu ratnamutsu.
Then there is a shabda called shash, which means a six. Therefore it is a nitya bahuvachananta. So ekavachana dvivachana will not be there. So, you will not have shash plus su or any such thing. You will have only shash plus jas. And so, bahuvachanam only. This shash, it gets a saudhnya called shat. Shnanta shat. Shakarantaha nakarantascha shabdaha
shat.
Sankhyavachakaha. That is the vritti. I missed it. What is the Urti? Okay, that is the idea. So, Shakaranta and Nakaranta, Sankhyavachika Shabdas, they get this Saujna Shat. The purpose of the Shat Saujna is Shad Bhyo, look. When Jasi Shasi Cha Pare, when Jas and Shas are following, they disappear. That look will come. That is the purpose of Shad Saujna. Then there is another sutra which is based on Shat Saujna. That is Shat Chatur Bhyascha. That sutra applies to all the words which have that Shat Saujna, and also it applies to the word Chatur. That sutra is when there is a Pratipadika which is Shat, which has the Saujna Shat, and also the Pratipadika is Chatur. When it is followed by Aam, Nudagama will come. Harasvanadhyapo nut, that Nudagama, that is one, that Ramanam. In that context, Ashatyaturbhyascha. So, when Rasvanta is there, Nadi is there, Abanta is there, Aam will get Nudagama, Shat Chaturbhyascha. When the Pratipadikas are Shat, and also Chatur, you will get Nudagama. So, these are the two important sutras about Shat Saujna.
Shanta, Nanta, Chanta, 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 Nan
No, actually, no, it doesn't say that. Shanta, Nanta, Cha.
No, no, Vritti, that is Vritti. What about the Sutra?
Snanta, Cha.
No Visarga. I was saying Visarga. No Visarga. Shnanta, Shat. Sankhya comes Anurti. Therefore, Shakaranta Sankhya, Nakaranta Cha Sankhya. Sankhya means Sankhyavachaka Shabdaha. Shat Saujnyam, Sama Saujnyaha Bhavati. That is the way. I was unnecessarily putting Bahojanam. For this song. There in the sutra there is no bahojanam. Shashi is bahojanam. That is a difference.
Sankhya, it's an adjective to sankhya.
It is an adjective to sankhya. Okay, very nice. So that point is clarified. So the shatsaujna has these two important significance. Two points. So one is the shadjo look, the other is the shatchatambhyascha. These are the two sutras. So shash jas you have. Shadjo look shash, that is the pada. Now so vrascha brasja, not that. So jalanjeshonte shad pavasane shad. And same thing with Dvivachana, Dvitiya Vibhakti also. Then shash bhyaha. So da will come jalanjeshonte shad bhyaha. Shash am. Shad am. This is shakara will get da. Am will get nut. So shachatur bhyascha. So shad nam. Then this dakara becomes nakara. How it becomes?
Dakara becomes nakara. By first of all, you have to do this napadanta toranam.
Napadanta toranam.
Anam, anam.
Anam. When nam is there, you cannot do that.
Yeah, anam, then you don't, then negation will not apply.
Apply. Oh.
Otherwise, what you have to do is the dakara and nakara following, right?
Hmm.
Shad nam.
Hmm.
Then you do the stunashtu.
Stunashtu.
Right. And then this one will allow you to this Yero Anunasi Kyanunasikuva. That one.
Yeah. I will explain.
Pratyaya Bhasha and Nityam.
Yeah. So now what we have is, I will again say, you have Shashu Am. So Shachyaturbhyascha, you do Nudagama. Shashu Nam. Now, so, now nam it is. Therefore, bhasaujna won't come. Padasaujna will come. That is the critical change. Otherwise, bhasaujna, it is sitting into bhasaujna. Once nudagama came, then agama is also taken into the pratyaya. The paribhasha is there. Yadagava yatadguli bhuta tadgrahadera grihyante. Like that paribhasha is there. You say again?
Yadagama
tadguli bhuta. Yadagama tadguli bhuta tadgrahadera grihyante. That is the paribhasha. Therefore, this nakara is an agama for the am. Therefore, it becomes guna to am. Guna means secondary, apradhana. Therefore, nam is that nakara doesn't make any change in it. Whatever is am, that is nam also. Tad grahanena grihyante. So, am grahanena nam api grihyate. Am is, that is how it happens. Now, when you have, therefore, nakara is also taken into it. Therefore, it doesn't become ajadi anymore. Therefore, yachibham doesn't work. So, no bhasaujnya. So, now you have padasaujnya. Shash, nam. padasaujna it is there, therefore you can apply jhalanjashonte, otherwise you cannot even apply jhalanjashonte. So it becomes a dakara. Shad naam stunashtuhu. So shad naam, so da gets na, tathadadha, na you will get. Shan naam. Then there are some complications here. I tell you, shad naam is there. First you make that na to na, stunashtuhu. So you say stunashtuhu is, you cannot do it for a da. You can only do for nakara, because sakara tavargayoho shakara tavargabhyan yoge shakara tavargaustaha. So shad naam, that na is the tavargakshara, and it is having yoga with the tavargakshara. So whatever happens, happens to na, and it becomes na. Shad naam. What is this anuva vartika pratyaye bhashayam nityam?
Before that, Swamiji, before you do that, now shad naam. Right? So there, the for stunashtu, there is an apvada which says napadanta.
Torranam, napadanta.
Because of anam, we are allowed to, that's a paryudhata. So now stunashtu can be applied.
Because it is not naam anymore.
It is because naam is there, no exemption. Otherwise,
yeah. Padanta,
you cannot do.
You cannot do. Yeah, I got it. Okay. No, you see, Stunashtu Sutram is what I got from him, I am telling you. You might have got from him also, but just to prove to him that I got it. So, you have this is Stunashtu. So, Sakarata Vargayoha, Sakarata Vargabhyan Yoga, Sakarata Vargaustaha. Then there is an apavada for it, negation, nisheda, na padanta toho, padantat toho, stutvanna, padantat toho, padantat toho parasya,
parasya stutvanna.
Oh.
Because it is panchami, right?
Panchami. What is the vritti? Padantat toho, toho is panchami ekavachanam of two. Tavarga. Yeah. I got it now. Stoho, you know. So padantat toho parasya, toho parasya stoho. That is how. Therefore, anyway, but this is nishetha. Na is the nishetha. But that applies here. But this nishetha may not be applied in the case of naam. Therefore, nishetha doesn't apply. Nishetha comes because of the na. But again, paryudasa, one more na. So two nas get cancelled and you will still get shtutvam. Now, therefore, that dakara becomes nakara.
Nakara becomes
nakara. Yeah.
Now, because of yaro anunasi ke anunasi kova, the dakara will become nakara.
Vikalpena. Dakara is yer.
Yes. Yeah. So it will become nakara vikalpena.
But pratyaya bhashayam nityam iti vyavartikena nityam. I got it.
Achinmayam.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you explain
this one? I'll explain. You just tell me the vritti of napadanta torana.
Okay. Padanta tavargat parasya anamaha stoho tun nasya.
Toho what nasya?
Shushu nasya. Shushu, sorry.
Ranta Tavargat Parasanamas Tohosh Tuhu. What is the situation here? Shad Naam is there. Shad is Padanta and Tavarga. Parasya Stoho Stukvan Nasyat. But this Nishedha is exempted in the case of Naam. I got it.
I'm not hearing the difference between the dantaha and murda, and that's confusing. It's becoming na and
You see, we are revisiting Halsandhi. So I will do it again. So Shash Aam. Shachatrubhyascha ita nudagamaha. Shash Naam. Then now it is no more Bhasaujnya because of the Haladi. So it is Shash Naam. Jhalanjashonte. Shad Naam. Okay, you came up to that. Now this Nakara is a Tavarga. Nakara is a Tavarga. Right? Shad Naam is there. Nakara is a Tavarga Akshara. Tatha Tatha Naam. It is in combination or conjunction with Tavarga. So it attracts the Sutram. Stoho Stuna Stuhu. Stunashtuhu, but I brought a stoha from above. So Sakara Tavarga Yoho, Sakara Tavarga Bhyan Yogesati, Sakara Tavarga Staha. This is what is called Stutvam. Here it is not a Stutvam, it is a Tutvam. Tutvam is enough. Sakara is not the issue there. So Shad Naam. So you need to do Tutvam for the Nakara. But there is a Nishedha. What is the Nishedha? Na Padanta To. If you have Padanta, like we have Padanta here, Shad, and that is followed by Takara, Tavarga, Toh means Tavarga, that is what we have here. Tavarga is Nakara is the Tavarga.
Nakara is Toh. Following Toh.
Following, yeah. So, Dakara is the Tavarga. Padanta Takara, Padanta Tavarga. So we have that only here. Padanta Tavarga you have. Shad. Shad is what? Padanta Tavarga. And with Padanta Tavarga, the Tutvam won't happen. Na Padanta Toho. But Anamaha. Padanta Tor Nam. Anam. But this Nishedha won't apply in the case of Nam. Therefore, there is no Nishedha. You can do it now. Therefore, you do it. Shtutvam you do. So now you have Shad Naam. Now, Yeronunasike Nunasikova. Yaraha Parasya. Yaraha Nunasike Pare Anunasikaha Vasyad. This Dakara is Yer. And followed by Anunasika, which is Tathadadha Naam. That Anunasika is following. Therefore, for Dakara, you have to do Anunasika, which is a na, but that has to come vikalpa, may come, may not come. Then Vartikakara made it nityam, by the Vartika, pratyaye bhashayam nityam, bhashayam, in laukika samskurta, but not in vaidika samskurta, pratyaye pare, this anunasika comes fully, it is not optionally, definitely it comes. Therefore, dakara gets a nakara, not optionally. Normal way it becomes Naam. Now you have Shannaam. How are you? Are you okay with all of it?
Yeah.
What is your doubt?
I still have difficulty hearing the difference between Na and Na.
That's so why I am saying Tathagatha Na.
Yeah, sometimes I don't quite hear the difference.
So,
but
to avoid that confusion only, I'm saying tatha tatha na. Now you cannot have confusion. Tatha tatha na, tatha tatha na. So when we have shash naam, it is tatha tatha na. And shad naam, tatha tatha na it is. That na became na by shtutvam. And so na tatha tatha na became tatha tatha na. Shad naam. Now Yeronunasike Nunasikova Sutrena Dakarasya Sthane Anunasikam will come. What Anunasika will come? Tatadadhana will come. So Shan Naam. Shan Naam. Abhaya. It is a job. I did not look at it because I know our culpation. In Hyderabad also I have a gentleman by name Narayanan. He sits just by the side like that, and when I do dhatu patha, all these in dhatus it is all the more complex than here, you know. Dhatu, this is like what you call this thing they make. Popcorn, little more serious stuff. But we can enjoy that also. So all these prachayas, who will remember all this? He sits there and he remembers. Either he remembers or he keeps them around him, whatever he supplies. So like that I manage the classes. Anyway, shannam. Then shashus. So shadu su, shashu, shu becomes a dakara, jalanja sunte. Shadu su.
Oh, you're doing the last one.
Therefore, dasi dhutu will apply here also. So shat su, both will be there. Okay, let us see. Shakarantapumlingaha.
Shakarantapumlingaha.
Shash. शब्दः
षट्
नित्य बहुवचनान्तः षड् षट् षड् षट्
षट्
षड्भिः
षड्भ्यः
षड्भ्यः षण्णाम् षट्सु षट्सु
षट्सु षट्सु
इति शब्दः. देन् పఠితుం ఇచ్చతి, దట్ ఇస్ ది విగ్రహవాక్య. ఇన్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఇచ్చా, ఇచ్చా ఈజ్ ఎ విష్. ఇన్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఇచ్చా దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ ప్రత్యయ కాల్డ్ సన్. లైక్ జ్ఞాతుం ఇచ్చతి జిజ్ఞాస. ఇన్ దట్ జిజ్ఞాస ధాతు ఈజ్ జ్ఞా, జ్ఞా అవబోధనే ఆర్ సంథింగ్. అండ్ సో టు నో, జ్ఞా ఇస్ టు నో, ద విష్ టు నో, the desire to know. So desire to know in the mean, in that meaning san is the pratyaya. So now jnya sa is there. Whenever san pratyaya comes, dvitvam will come, abhyasa will come. Therefore jnya jnya san. In that abhyasa the first one is called, in that dvitvam the first one is called abhyasa. I'm sorry, it undergoes elaborate changes. For example, the first hal will remain and haladishesha, hraswaha also come, and idagama also will come. And so jijnyasa it became. In the word jijnyasa, you can recognize what is the dhatu, jnya, what is the dvitvam, ji, and what is the sannanta, sa. In the word nididhyasanam, that ni is the upasarga, didhyasanam. So there also, ధ్యై చింతాయాం, దట్ ఈస్ ది ధాతు. సో ధ్యై బికమ్స్ ధ్యా, దిస్ ఐకారాంత ధాతుస్ బికమ్స్ ధ్యా. ధ్యానం ఈజ్ ఇట్ కేమ్ లైక్ దట్ ఓన్లీ. అండ్ దెన్ దేర్ ఇస్ సన్నంత అదే, ఇది ధ్యాసనం, సన్నంత ఇస్ దే. శ్రోతవ్య దేర్ ఇస్ నో సన్, మంతవ్య దేర్ ఇస్ నో సన్, బట్ ఇది ధ్యాసితవ్య దేర్ ఇస్ సన్. సో డి ఈజ్ దట్ ధ్యై ఓన్లీ డబుల్డ్, and then it undergoes all kinds of changes, and it idagama also comes. So it became didhyasa. Instead, if you do aap, it becomes jijnyasa, like that didhyasa it becomes. If you do aap, instead of aap, some ampratyaya, some other pratyaya is done, it became nididhyasanam. So these are the usages. Gantum icchati, jigamishati, kartum icchati, chikirshati, that is the verb. You put it in the noun form, gantum iccha, jigamisha, jnatum iccha, chikirsha, like that, jijnyasa. So pathitum iccha, that is the verb, that is the word. And then the one who likes, who wishes to read, pathitum icchuhu, you see, is sarnantas. There are three forms. One is the verb form, like jijnyasati. The noun, there are two kinds of nouns. One is the desire to know, jijnyasa, srilinga, akaranta. The one who has the desire, jijnyasuhu, three forms. Similarly, jigamishati, jigamisha, jigamishuhu, chikirshati, chikirsha, chikirshuhu. Now time for food, bubhutsati. బుభుత్సా, బుభుత్సుహు, అన్నబుభుత్సుహు,
Oh, bubutsuhu, no, bubukshuhu. Bubutsu is bodhumichu. That is there. Bodhumichu is bubutsuhu. Bhoktumichu is bubukshuhu. Anna bubukshur brahmanaha. Annam bubukshuhu. Like that, there is a usage. Anyway, so these are the three forms. Now we are looking at the one who is desirous of studying. Yeah. So that is the situation. So pathitum icchati, the one pathitum icchati, samasa you have to do, pathitum icchati. So sannanta you do, patha sanna, and then dvitvam, patha, and that you get, see, ikara, ikara, so pipathish you get. That pipathish, sakara becomes a shakara, vardhanyadesha, e is there, you know, in koho. So pipathish, that is the shabda, that is the pratipadika. This pipathish, you see, it has got sannanta. Sannanta also becomes dhatu. Sanadyanta dhatavaha, there is a rule. Sanadis, there are 8 or 12 or some distis there. San, yak, like that pratyas. And when those pratyas are added, they also become sudhatu. Aam is also there in one of them. Aam is there. Gup, aam, gopayam, chakaya. That gopayam becomes sudhatu. Because sanadyanta dhatavaha. So even after adding those pratyas, it gets the saudhnya of dhatu. Yeah, this now sannanta you do. And then quip you have to do. To get the kartrartha, so the one who has that desire, that to get that kartru, the one who has, you have to do quip. So pipathish, quip. Now you get the pratipatika, pipathish. Our shakaranta shabda, okay? Pipathish, s. That is sulopa, s will come, pradhama ekavachanam. And the sulopa you do. So you get the pipathish. This pipathish is the shakara, and so, so you read that vakya. Ratvam prati sattvasya asiddhatvat rasajusho ruhu iti ratvam. So we have come to prathama ekavachanam as a pipathish. Okay. So what I have done is pipathish s halnyabhyo dirghatsuti sittuktam haliti apurukta sakara lope sati pipathish iti prathama ekavachanam siddhyati. Okay. But now this pipathish you have to do rutva visarga. How can you do? Sasajusho ruhu. Sakara becomes repha and repha means ru it is. And not every repha becomes visarga. Only ru sambandhi repha alone becomes visarga. Therefore, karavasanayor visarjaniyaha. So you get visarga will come. Pipathish, visarga. But before that, then dirgham also will come. Visarga has to come. Pipathish, shakara has to be converted into visarga.
Because that
but it is not a sakara. Only sa can be converted into visarga, not a sha. So how visarga will come? So he says, when sasajusho rahu tries to apply, the shatvam becomes asiddha. Originally what is it? It is a su only. Pipathish it is. That ikara is there, inkohita sutrena, adesha pratyayohita sutrena, sakarasya shatvam. Therefore you are looking at a sha. Otherwise it is a sa only. That's why now what to do? When sasajusho ruhu, if you want to apply, adesha pratyayoh becomes a siddha. Therefore,
8266 for sasajusho ruhu, in that is 8350 something, 59. 59 is the
Adesha Pratyayoha. Yeah. Adesha Pratyayoha only we take. So that becomes Asiddha. Therefore, Pipathish appears as Pipathish. Left to itself, it appears as Pipathish.
But when sasajusho ruhu approaches, the shatvam becomes asiddha. And therefore, when sasajusho ruhu looks at that form, for it, sattvam doesn't, shatvam doesn't appear. Only sakara will appear. And therefore, sasajusho ruhu applies. Vipathis, it looks like vipathis. And therefore, it becomes vipathihi visarga. And having done that, some more is also there. He doesn't do visarga yet. Sasajusho ruhu. First rutvam he does. Visarga will come later. Rutvam. So I have unnecessarily prolonged it to visarga. Not visarga, rutvam. Sasajusho ruhu. Rutvam will come now. Because the shatva becomes asiddha. You may say again. Rutvam prati shatvasya asiddhatvat sasajusho ruhu iti rutvam pipathishiti sthite sasajusho ruhu
इति
सूत्रेण यत् रत्वं भवति तत् प्रति षत्वस्य असिद्धत्वात् सो आदेशप्रत्ययो इति सूत्रेण कृतस्य षत्वस्य पूर्वत्र असिद्धम् इति सूत्रेण असिद्धत्वात् ससजुषोरुः इति सूत्रस्य दृष्टौ सकार एव दृश्यते यस् ऐ हव् पुट् इट् इन् संस्कृत् वाट् ऐ टोल्ड् इन् इङ्ग्लिश् वेन् दिस् इस् हौ दे एक्स्प्लैन् वेन् ससजुषो रुहु लुक्स् एट् दट् वर्ड् इट् डजन्ट् सी शा इट् सीस् ओन्ली सा वाट् हेपन् टु शा द षत्वम् असिद्ध इट् हेस् बिकम् असिद्ध बिफोर् इट् सीस् सकार ओन्ली therefore you do rutvam pipathis now having done rutva karvasana your visarjaniya you should apply but then one more sutra is there
why is there
rule
have you
the sipadi
or something why it becomes
a
siddham or is it just
the... purvatra siddham sutra sapada purvasmin shastre kartavye param shastram siddham syat त्रिपादसप्ताध्यायीं प्रति सपाद्यसिद्धसप्ताध्यायीं प्रति त्रिपाद्यसिद्धा त्रिपाद्यामपि पूर्वं प्रति परं शास्त्रमसिद्धं स्यात् तत् पूर्वत्र सिद्धं यु हेव् अ डौट् अबौट् इट्
I'm always confused about this. So the
sutra that comes first is... This is the Tripadi.
Yeah.
Both rules are Tripadi.
Right.
Sasajusho ruhu is what the number?
8266.
8266.
And the Adesha Pratyo
is
8359. 8359 is Adesha? Yeah. Therefore, Porvam Prati Tripadyamapi, Porvam Prati Paramshastra Masiddhansya. So Sasajusho ruhu iti sutram prati, Adesha Pratyo iti sutram Masiddhansya.
I thought that the
addition
one before.
Yeah. So, Pipathir, you get. Now, one more sutra. Rvorupadhaya dirgha ikaha.
Rvorupadhaya dirgha ikaha.
So, dhatoho is the adhikara sutram. Rvoho is the visheshana. Therefore, visheshanam tadantasya samujnyasyat. So, rvoho means rakara vakara. So, Rephantasya Vakarantasya Dhatoh, that is the meaning you get. And of that Dhatu, Upadha happens to be Ik. If Upadha is Ik, it will get Dirgha. And Padas, Padasya it Adhikaram. So, Skos Sanyogadhyor Ante Chaita Sutra, Ante it Anuvartate, Padante iti Api Labhyate. Therefore, now you have the Vrtti. रेफवान् तस्य धातोः उपधाया इकः दीर्घस्यात् पदान्ते रेफवान् तस्य धातोः
धातु
एण्डिङ्ग् इन् रेफा अण्ड् वा
ending in repa and va.
Upadhayah ikah.
Upadhayah ikah.
Sudit upadha.
Sudit upadha.
Which is ik.
Which is ik.
Padante.
Padante.
At the end of the word.
At the end of the word.
Devghasyat.
Devghasyat.
So now we have pipathir. Ending with repa. Patha is the dhatu. And upadha is the ikara, which is the ik. And also padanta. So every condition is satisfied to make it dirgha. It becomes a pipathir. Now, karvasanayor visarjaneyaha is done. And so you get pipathihi. The one who desires to study is called a pipathihi. So we will finish it in the next class. We will look at it one more time in the next class. Finish the shabda, pipathihi. Pipathish shabda. So when is the next one?